For the fifth time in less than a month, Alaska-based U.S. fighter jets have intercepted Russian military aircraft. But this latest incident Wednesday evening is somewhat unique. More planes than usual approached, all while a massive military training exercise is taking place on the other side of the state. Still, as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, military officials and analysts aren't hitting the alarm button.
Here's what John Cornelio can say about this latest incident.
Yesterday evening around 5 o'clock Alaska time, the Alaska North American Aerospace Defense Command region launched aircraft to identify Russian military aircraft that was approaching and later entering the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone.
Cornelio is a spokesperson for NORAD, which monitors national boundaries and international airspace near the U.S. and Canada. He says two F-22s flew from J-Bear outside Anchorage to meet a group of Russian aircraft, two long-range bombers flanked by two fighter jets. That last bit is a new development. Amid the recent uptick in these kinds of incidents, there hasn't been a fighter jet present since 2014.
Doesn't happen all that often, but it's not unprecedented.
The planes came within what's called the Air Defense Identification Zone, or ADIZ, a border that extends as many as 200 miles from land. Cornelio says that in the context of Russia expanding its military aviation program over the last decade, none of this is abnormal.
It's important to understand that these Russian military aircraft remained in international airspace and at no time entered U.S. sovereign airspace, which is consistent with how they've always flown.
Cornelio cited security concerns for why he couldn't specify where this latest intercept happened, saying only it was off the coast of western Alaska. That's hundreds of miles from where a massive military exercise is taking place in the Gulf of Alaska right now. But Cornelio says NORAD doesn't believe there's any connection. For the last month, military spokespeople have maintained that they are vigilant but not particularly concerned about the incursions. Cornelio says the number of intercepts in recent years has ranged from zero up to 15. Heather Connolly works for the Center for Strategic and International Studies, analyzing the relationship between the U.S. and Europe with an eye on the Arctic.
What these types of air incursions are meant to do is test readiness.
Connolly spoke with Alaska Public Media the last time there was an intercept at the end of April and says this latest incident fits the same profile. The recent burst of activity could be an effort by Russia to test the capabilities of its new bombers or measure response times across different areas.
That is pretty standard fare.
Connolly says these kinds of military encounters are happening all across Russia's sphere of influence and add up psychologically to create a sense of the country's global reach. She thinks the Trump administration's recent missile attack on an airfield in Syria and increased tension with North Korea may be prompting the Russian military to flex its own muscles.
It does get noticed, it gets commented on, and in some ways, that is exactly what the Kremlin, I'm sure, had in mind. It wants to get our attention and to respond to its growing military power.
Connolly points out the U.S. military does similar aviation testing in international airspace. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.